On December 5, 1933, the 36th state ratified the 21st Amendment, ending 14 years of beer drought in the country. And as historian Tracy Will says, celebrations broke out in bars and breweries all over the state. One particularly boisterous one took place in Madison at the Fauerbach Brewery on Williamson Street, right across from the Northwestern train station.
The train doors would open. People would be jumping out of the train doors, running across the street to the Fauerbach Brewery, famous brewery, beautiful brick building, Romanesque architecture, now since been destroyed, into this beautiful mahogany-lined tap room. Hundreds and hundreds of people jammed in there, men guzzling bottles of beer, drinking flagons of beer, pounding on the bar, celebrating the end of Prohibition.
But, Will says, Prohibition never really took root in Wisconsin. The state made little effort to enforce the federal anti-liquor laws, and there were home breweries and illicit stills in operation throughout the state.
They would make sort of prepackaged brewing kits where all you had to do was add yeast, throw it in a tub in your kitchen, right next to the sauerkraut, and the police came in, you'd probably have sauerkraut on top, but your beer would be brewing underneath.
Will says while bar and tavern jobs virtually disappeared during Prohibition, he says the state's dairy business went into boom mode and started producing much more milk. In fact, ice cream parlors multiplied across the state as kind of temporary replacements for the neighborhood tavern. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.